Welcome to Badly Written Boy, a reciting of my teenage years and my 20s, now as a 40-something. How do I remember all these things? I wrote it all down in a diary. Badly. Enduring with me on this retrospective, cringeworthy experience is my wife, who has never read my diaries.
I am slightly more camera ready today.
Yeah, what happened to your purple cap?
That's for wash day. Today is not wash day, as you can clearly see.
All right.
How do you not know this? We've been married for a long time.
We have. But for how long? It's a mystery.
Excuse me. The answer is forever. What do you mean? For how long? Oh, how long have we been married?
Yes.
I thought you meant like for how long will we continue to be married?
All right.
That's why I was traumatized. I was like,
surprise. Right, were we up to February, right?
I don't know. Last month was very traumatic and I'm not ready to relive it.
Yeah, so last episode, absolute train wreck.
Oh, it was hard to read.
I suspect that this is going to be potentially even worse.
You suspect, but you know, because you did it.
Yeah, and I've tried to erase certain things from my memory.
It's all coming back to me now. That was Celine Dion.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Did it all coming back?
Good intro.
I know, right?
February the 1st.
Oh, I'm traumatized already.
Should I just delve in?
Just do it. Pull the band-aid off.
Shit, it's 10 days until Michelle's birthday, 14 days until Valentine's, and I am skint.
That's a shock. I wonder why.
I've been skint ever since I arrived.
You were skint before that.
True. Hopefully that will all change with the new job I started today.
Interesting.
It was an early one too, an 8 a.m. start. But I've started worse jobs earlier. As far as jobs you don't take seriously go, this one isn't too bad. All I do is call people, companies actually, and offer them a brochure on how to earn tax-free income.
Telemarketing.
Yep. How do they do it? I don't know. Why are they called Antenna's Investments? I don't know. Mm. We're all on a seemingly need-to-know basis. The pay is low, $12 an hour, but you can get bonuses. You gain these by getting high levels of brochure acceptance and other people following up on their interest in the brochures. According to Miriam, I didn't do too badly for my first day. I think I got around 18 people who wanted
18.
Who wanted the brochure. That's not bad.
Well, it depends how many people you called. If you called 20, it's an excellent conversion ratio. If you called 1,000, not so much.
I've never done telemarketing in my entire life.
Telemarketing is not for me. There are some people that are great salespeople that would be able to do a really good job.
Well, I haven't got fond memories of it, so let's see how it goes. Miriam said that the target is 25 to 30 a day. Quite how I'll manage that, I'll never know. I put plenty of effort in today. I only got two jerks on the other end of the line all day. I expected some, though. I mean, who wants to get bothered with crap like this over their phone? This evening, I went to the football training. I rode Ray's bike down to the Southport Soccer Club. It's a wicked bike. Training was shorter than normal, but a split was apparent. I was ushered into the second string. And I didn't play well. I'll probably get cut this Thursday when he announces the squads. Wednesday the 2nd. I cottoned on to what Antennas are actually trying to get out of people and what they're trying to get them to invest in. The thoroughbred racing industry.
What?
Horses. I got loads more takers today. Over 30, according to Miriam, who was quick to praise my efforts. For much of the shift, when I called people, I was happy to get a manager's name to send the brochure to, even if it was off to the secretary. Apparently, we're only supposed to send stuff out if we get acceptance from the manager themselves. So it sounds like I was kind of cheating.
So your 30 wasn't 30 at all?
No. I bent the rules a bit, but I got the results, and hopefully I'll get a few weeks down the line, I'll get bonuses. Maybe I won't still be there at that point.
Because you're a quitter.
Yeah. Anyway, I really need the money right now. I had to eat beans on moulding bread this morning.
Oh, gross.
Which was not appetizing at all.
You look with a chef.
No, I don't think she likes me much anymore, though.
I don't think so.
But why?
I have so many wonderful qualities.
Such as. And that's it. I was glad to finish work, but as soon as I was lying on the sofa back at Allen Street, I dazed into a nap. It was grossly hot and humid, and my only serenity was found in a long bath where I continued reading Bill Bryson.
I'm pissed off everybody that lived with you because you were using all the water in the only bathroom in the apartment.
Actually, no one said anything about that yet.
Things are working out well at work. Most of my details have been submitted now in order to obtain an ABN number. This means that I will get paid on Saturday or even at the end of the day tomorrow. I got 30 names to send the brochure out to today, and besides being told to get fucked by one person, I called it was a reasonable day in the office. Sometimes I think, God, this is an easy job, and other times I think it's pretty crap. You've been there for 3 days.
Yeah.
And you're already having just, this just range the average of things. This evening, Patrick couldn't give me a lift again, so I had to rely on Ray's bike, which I eventually got my hands on at about 6:20, by which time I'd nearly given up on going training. Still, I pedaled away and joined up with the poorest selection of players. You are one of those players. You can't call them poor players. I enjoyed the session. It was probably my most impressive yet. The good thing was how we mainly played matches and shooting. There's a game on for Southport first team and reserves on Saturday night, which I may go to. Today was a shorter shift in the office, 9 till 2. We're still required to get a similar number of contacts in this time, however, so there was a little more pressure. Miriam continues to compliment my contact numbers. Today I got 32.
Your best.
She did reveal a wand of fire, though, scolding Norm because he hung up on somebody, and they rang back pissed off that he had done so. I sometimes feel as though an anvil will fall on my head at some point because I'm still not always asking to speak directly to the manager in order to get their name. You were cheating! This usually only happens if I'm going through a really dry spell, but I'm convinced other people do it anyway. I got the most abusive reply I'd received today. A woman was furious that I called. She complained in the most colourful language that investment companies were always calling her and that she didn't have any money at all. I asked if it was always Antina's to try to subtly stand aside from some of the noise she was projecting at me, but that made her even angrier. I didn't take it personally in any way, so I'm cool, but she must have had a cattle prod jammed up her ass.
I actually remember that that individual. She was not happy. She was like, I don't have two stones to rub together. And she was saying she's got kids and like, she just sounded like she was in a really bad place.
Oh dear.
So yeah, definitely didn't need the call from me.
No. I had hoped I would receive my wage of $324 before the shops closed, but it didn't happen. So I trudged with a degree of anticlimax back home.
I'd looked forward to today. I needed to do a food shop badly. I needed to get Michelle a present and I needed to check my emails. There was many emails to sift through, including three from Mum. She tells me that the loan sharks from the student loans company are swimming close. That sounds familiar. Matt Forty also sent me a message. He's still working away in London and is looking for people to stay with upon his return to Sheffield when he begins the landscape postgrad studies. I told him I envied his swift academic progression. He's always wondering if and when I'll return from Oz. There's no ifs or buts at this stage, I'll be back. It was warm this afternoon. A fair-sized crowd turned up to watch the reserves and the first teams overcome McLean from New South Wales. I played some of the reserves game. Okay, I don't remember actually playing at all. Firstly, on the right of midfield, where I struggled with the heat and pace of the game, and then up front. I enjoyed this far more, and I wish I'd made my only real chance in front of goal count. A fellow called Richard in midfield had a shot, which then came off the post into my path, but I hit the post. I hope I get another chance, I really do. Irene and several other people all got wasted here last night, and this morning they were still awake. They were all still coming down badly and I was not going to hang around the pit of bodies, so I went to the shops again. I had to send Michelle's present away and also the documents for the loan company. Also, I was looking for Irene's Valentine's gift. I got her an interesting...
You better make it up to her.
I got her... Well, what do you think I got her? A DVD.
Did you get her a DVD?
No, I'm just... Just joking.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, she's a chef and she's just opened like a new restaurant, so I would hope that it would be something like towards her interests.
I got her an interesting necklace and this massage rolling pin.
Okay.
Which is made of wood. So is it just a rolling pin?
It sounds like a rolling pin. It was tough having to get up for work this morning. Week two. And I keep on telling myself I don't want to be here once I was in the office. Initially, it was very slow getting contacts, but suddenly I got about 5 off one sheet and my own numbers went through the roof. Somehow, by the end of the shift, I've amassed 40.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Except they're probably not all genuine. Yes,
are they legit?
Probably not. Surely I'll be getting some bonuses in the weeks to come. You are so like, and this is something that I've seen throughout the diaries, like you are so convinced of your own success. You can't just accept like that what is here in the now is what is going to happen. You were like, no, like in 3 weeks, I'll get like another $1,000. Like I'm going to get these bonuses. And it was the same with that, you know, the landscape architecture firm that you met with. They said, oh yeah, we're interested. Yep. You were like, well, then that's obviously going to happen. I don't need to look for anything else because obviously these guys are going to give me a job.
Nothing wrong with a bit of optimism.
And that, but it's happened so many times. Like it's just, I don't know if it's optimism or it's just a good excuse for you to be lazy.
I'd say blind optimism.
Blind optimism, yeah. But I feel like it just is like a surrogate for you just being lazy because you're like, oh, I don't need to do anything now because this is totally going to work out. And you are not an optimistic person.
I haven't quit yet.
No, you haven't quit yet.
Maybe I used to have more optimism than I do now.
Yeah, maybe. Because I wouldn't say you were an optimist.
Maybe I was in my 20s.
Maybe. Irene doesn't seem to be any less frustrated with everything in general than she was yesterday. It's always fuck this or shit that. All she seems to be doing is whinging. Wow.
She's had a pretty hard time, to be fair. Like, new restaurant opening.
Yeah, and she's opening a new restaurant and you are not helping.
I'd say the restaurant's probably a bigger deal.
Oh, that's huge. But then she has to come home to you.
I just don't do anything.
Yeah, like, I know.
That's the deal with me.
That's the problem when you're not paying for anything.
No, I wonder how much of that $324 went towards rent.
Oh, probably zero. You'll have got... If you go out and buy yourself a DVD as a reward for your hard work... I'll be ready to rip a page out of this book. It would be nice to see a calmer Irene because she's one of only a few friends I have right now and I'm feeling a bit lonely. That's sad. She must be feeling chocked with domestic life at the moment, having me around, because that's how it feels for me.
Is it meant to be choked?
But who knows? You are a badly
written book. I reckon choked.
This is how it feels for me and this isn't even my place. I need not add to the fact she's extremely territorial. Everyone was flat out with the heat and it looked like a TV night. We all watched Desperate Housewives, during which I attempted prawn curry microwave meal. The entirety of its content ended up on the floor as I dropped the tray it was in.
Spewing.
Oh, Mark. Having scalded my fingers post-heating, I was about to go hungry when Betsy offered me the remains of his takeout pizza. Ugh, you dropped prawn curry on the floor. That is going to stink. From what you're about to read today, it would appear to be even worse than yesterday.
Oh, no.
I got up at the regular early time of 7:20 and walked to work to find out there'd been a blackout. Strangely, it had not hit the side of Southport where the home is located, but it had on the side where Antina's was located. We put some brochures in envelopes to burn time. Without air conditioning, it was quite horrible, so I went home. I expected a call at some point, which would indicate the power's back. The call never arrived. So I did some AutoCAD in the meantime, which I felt really good about.
Yeah, that's constructive.
This day is not too bad. You got a day off work.
I know.
You got to go home.
Okay, I'm suspicious now.
When I got home, I got some news off Irene that changes things a bit. She's dumping me because she no longer has time for me. Oh, no.
Yep. The end.
She doesn't have time for you because she requires so much time because you're a lazy layabout.
Yeah, I think that the restaurant was genuinely like a huge burden.
Oh, that would be so stressful.
But, I mean, I wasn't exactly helping out in the background.
Because, like, she should be able to come home and, you know, you're contributing. Like, there's nothing.
I'm just there.
Well, that's what I mean. You're just in a space all the time.
Yeah, I'm not paying rent. I'm generally not cleaning up.
You're not cleaning. You're not cooking.
I'm dropping prawn curry on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm having long baths.
I just said I understand and I meant that, but I have to move out as well. I'll have to find a new place in Southport. Hope I can afford it.
Oh, my God.
You can't afford it. You earned $324.
Oh, man, this is not good. I cannot honestly remember where I know where I go, but I don't know how I get from A to B. I slept on the sofa last night.
Rejected. Can you remember that conversation? Can you remember being dumped?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you got home from football training.
Vaguely, like, I just, because the actual splitting up, you know, it didn't feel horrendous, but I knew that probably meant that I wasn't going to be able to hang around.
Obviously.
Well, maybe she was charitable. I don't know. But anyway.
You didn't have your own room.
I didn't have anywhere else to go.
No.
So you can imagine the panic.
Yeah.
I slept on the sofa. I managed to get some sleep. I felt pretty lousy this morning and I had a little other choice than to go to work.
Maybe you were just giving her too much abdominal pain from all of the rumpy pumping and she just couldn't handle it anymore.
Probably more likely from stress at this point.
Yeah.
I hoped the office would once again be without power. Yeah. It was quite apparent from the heavenly cool blast of air I was confronted with as I walked in the door that the power was back. To begin with, I didn't give a shit about getting contacts. I supped my iced coffee and doodled on a pad of paper, waiting for hell to freeze over. Quite remarkably, I got my first bonus today. One of the contacts must be interested. Thanks to them, I'm $15 richer.
Woohoo! I was going to guess $3.50. So $15 is quite good.
Yeah. Miriam tells me that few get bonuses so early. It usually takes weeks. It took me 8 days.
Overachiever.
I was happy to get away from the office when the clock struck 3. I got a newspaper on the way home to look for a new place to live and to see what film I wanted to go and see. Irene confronted me.
When you need, you're looking to spend more money, when you need to save it for like a deposit to move into a house. I can't go.
I'm just masking the situation. Irene confronted me as I read by the ping pong table. I didn't have to sleep on the couch, according to her. That's not why we split up. Her eyes were red from crying and she was on the verge of doing just that again. She wants to split up and if that's what is going to happen, I'm not going to pretend like nothing has happened until I've finally left the door. I'm staying on a couch. Well, it's pretty stubborn on my part.
But you can't, like, she, you know, it's also not fair. Like, even legally, if you're living there, she has to give you, like, a month's notice. She can't just be like...
Oh, I don't know if that was the case then. The combination of breaking up with Irene, keeping my job and working my ass off for football training has really kicked the shit out of me. Having said that, I've been laughing nowhere more than at work. James and Miriam just crack me up sometimes and it makes it so easy to work there. Well, change your heart. Mm. I met the boss today. I would have washed and shaved had I been aware any such encounter was going to occur. But he didn't seem to care. How's he going to care? He's going to lift my arm and smell my armpit. Me and Irene had a chat about us. She wondered if I was okay or pissed off. I said I was okay, but at some point I was still not sure of a place to stay beyond here. I went to view a place to share on White Street. A small, well-spoken Asian girl called Coney lives there, and it's really clean and peaceful. Everything is there, and I just need a bed, rent, bond money, utilities, and food beyond that. This will be tricky. It's $115 a week, but I need to pay 2 weeks in advance plus bond money of $460 plus the cost of a new bed. I need bonuses at work real bad. This isn't going to happen, is it? My morale was a bit lower after footy. I've been denied a reserve team berth.
Oh dear.
Bummer.
You're just being rejected by everyone, aren't you?
I know. Jim reckons I might get a game for First Division Coomera, wherever that is.
Up and ready for work at usual at a bright and early hour. I feel better than I did last night. On top of feeling a bit sorry for myself, I had this gross episode of disorientation. I stood next to the toilet thinking and feeling as though I would throw up. It didn't happen, thankfully. As I was back on the sofa and watching TV for a very brief moment, no more than a second, my vision went fuzzy and blurry. It was like I suddenly lost reception. Spelt like reception. Does it even make sense? Reception is so easy to spell out. You put a random I in the middle.
Oh, to hell with that. Like, what's going on with me? I'm falling apart.
It's not even like, it's I before E except after C. You've not even followed the basic.
Yeah, but look, I'm falling over. I'm not well.
Anyway, today I felt better. The folks in the office seemed likened to the fact it was Friday. Stopping altogether at a more regular basis to share jokes and chat. Just the interaction I need. When I came home for lunch, Irene had just got up. She asked again why I chose not to sleep in her bed. She wanted to ensure that everyone in the house was comfortable. I'd say Irene is struggling to come to terms with what exactly breaking up entails. Irene later suggested that I might check out youth hostel accommodation, but I reckon I can do better than that. Coney's place is more appealing. I suppose I'd meet more people at a hostel, but there surely wouldn't be an abundance of storage available for my things. Your things.
I'm already hoarding shit.
I know, exactly. I like a private space too. Youth hostels aren't that at all. I enjoyed a Macca's in front of the tube. I consumed the entirety of the takeaway whilst watching Donnie Darko, the uncut, more disturbing version. The Lexine entourage fell back into the house late last night and not with the intent of going straight to bed. Irene ushered my drowsy Jones off the sofa and recommended I sleep in her bed. With the ensuing thumping music, ping pong and banter, it would have been foolish of me not to. I woke up early, but I felt refreshed. Chippy was flat out on the sofa and I did not wish to disturb him, so I ate breakfast on the steps outside. I didn't have a plan for a day, so I just went to a news agency around the corner to get the bulletin. It was fronted with the news of Prince Charles and his mistress Camilla's engagement. I saw some more Southport renting availabilities for accommodation, but I'm happy to settle for Coney's if I can stagger bond payments. I saw The Aviator was out in the cinema today, but I was instead drawn to The House of Flying Daggers, another effort by a highly regarded Asian director who also directed Hero. You are literally saying in one breath, I need all the money that I can get to pay for this bond. And then you're like, oh, look, a new movie.
In the space of a few days, it's been like two movies takeaway.
That's what I mean. Why are you not saving this money?
I don't know.
Again, because you're convinced you're going to get 25 bonuses.
I reckon it's just like, you know, the less you have, the harder it is to rationalize what you spend on anything. And, you know, still in that uni student mindset.
It's very frustrating.
There will be more.
Very frustrating. Yeah. It would be wise to keep my money for rent and other priorities.
Yes, Mark.
He says after he's just been to the cinema.
Last night, I called Michael to see how he is in Cramlington and how everyone else is doing. Same as always, he said, which I soon warmed to. He's having driving lessons off none other than John Soulsby. That's who I passed my driving test with. Michael also tells me Martin Earl is away on his travels with his girlfriend. He's travelling in Australia and New Zealand, amongst other destinations. This morning, I phoned Phil, having failed to get a hold of him last night. That's why I called Michael, needed to chat with someone. He was glad to hear from me. He's just busy with his work and not overly thrilled of it. It was the last day of the motor show in the paper. I grabbed the opportunity to go. It seems to take ages to get the bus and train up to Brisbane, but amidst the confusion and frustration, I finally arrived at the convention centre. I'd never been to a motor show before. I wanted Matt Forty to be there. He loves cars. My favourites there were the Ford GT, the Koenigsegg, and this blue Audi convertible. My appalling luck with life continued today. I have a terribly sore throat, which may have been induced by work and may force me out of it, which may mean I'll be out of pocket. Oh dear. Not that that should matter, because I haven't got the room at Coney's, which I needed the money for. She texted me and said someone else has got it. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Now when do you move on to? Again. I don't think I mentioned it yesterday.
Because they had the money and you were just like, oh, can I just pay like $50 this week and then $50 in a month?
Yes. I don't think people are keen on that.
No, we're not from someone they don't know and don't trust.
I don't think I mentioned it yesterday, but I've begun to develop a sore throat. The pain escalated late into the evening and my glands swelled up like fruit on a tree. Swallowing anything became unbearable, rendering my hunger incurable. I spoke to Mum about it and she recommended that I go see a doctor ASAP. Problem was, it had become late and Irene highlighted the fact that the queue at the A&E would be huge. I decided to wait until today. The pain was awful though, through the night, and I had to go in at least to see if the doctor was available. I got there at about 2 in the morning and the waiting list stretched on until 9 in the morning. 7 hours. I had little choice, but there was no comfort in hanging around. This morning, I really was dazed and confused. Unable to sleep, I'd begun to watch more of Lord of the Rings. I longed for 8:30 when I'd be able to make the appointment. The local practice I selected was in walking distance, just. An appointment was available for 11 and I just lay on the sofa until then. The doctor I saw needed little time to diagnose me. He worked me on penicillin for a week. I had to pay a registration fee at the practice, including what I'd spent on Medicare. It came to $80. I'll get some of that back. Obviously, I didn't go to work, but I think Irene and the others think I'm bludging, milking my illness. I think Australia has had enough of me. It feels as though I've had enough of it.
I took another day off work because despite having more energy today, my throat and voice would still be of no use. I hope it heals soon. I need to get back to work. Due to my poor health, I thought it would be wise to give the gig tomorrow a miss. However, further examination of the ticket indicated no refunds would be given. I could have done with the money back off that. I decided I'll just have to go. There's other stuff I can do while I'm in Brisbane. Had I had more money today, I would have got Alien vs. Predator just released on DVD. It was $33, but it's too much for me right now. So sensible.
It's just priorities.
Hey. So many. So I settled for Groundhog Day that was just 13. Why are you still buying DVDs? You've got so many DVDs.
I think it's like borderline addiction.
It is.
At this point.
You've got so... and just
it's a spending addiction.
And it's like... I don't know what you would call it, but like almost like just waving something in front of your face. You know what I mean? Like you're just blind to the actual issues. And that's you thinking that you're making a good choice. Oh, look, I've saved $20. No, you've just spent $13 that you didn't need to.
Got to buy, buy, buy.
I sent a few emails around, one to mum saying I'll work until I have enough money to get back. Did you bought a return ticket though, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a year long returns to whether I have to pay extra to get back.
One of my beloved pugs has disappeared from the pet window. He looks so lonely.
Evidently, I'm lonely, making friends with pugs in a shop window.
Anyway, back at the house, I'd sat down to watch Groundhog Day and Pat rang me. He wondered if I'd be going to footy. Initially, I declined, having explained my difficult predicament. He persuaded me to go, and it was good to get out of the house, and I managed most of the session. I don't think Irene approved of this, having myself not gone to work. Today was actually great.
Finally, a great day.
Which I breath a huge sigh of relief.
Oh, I breath. It's good to breath.
It's very important. Make sure you're always
breathing. Let's breath together.
I seem to have so many bad days recently. This was like a good day compensation payment. I decided to take yet another day off work, so you are still not getting paid. My plans were to go to Brisbane early afternoon so I could sort a number of things. When I got to Brisbane, I dropped some library books back, those dieting ones, given up with them, and then went to STA Travel to amend my ticket times. These are alarmingly soon, currently around 15 days from departure. I hit a snag though. To rebook the tickets, STA Travel charged $40. Cha-ching.
That's not that much.
It is when you've got no money because you keep spending it on DVDs.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
When booked initially, I was unsure that this was not the case. I didn't have the money and ANZ would give me nothing. Tight bastards. They don't have to give you anything. You're probably over your overdraft.
No, but if you recall, when you're a student in the UK and you've got a student account, you can wrangle
get an overdraft.
Overdraft.
I get that, but you're not a student.
I know, but I'm obviously still in the mindset of being a student and thinking, oh, you can just go to a bank and they'll just give you money.
Phoned Hayley to see if she wanted to meet after work for a drink, which she will have to pay for, and you probably asked her for the $40 to change your ticket. She looked great. We had a drink in JoJo's above Queen Street. It was good to see her. I told her about my recent run of bad form. Hayley doesn't have the fuel for any hatred of Dad, so I just said he'd been a bad boy.
Bad boy!
When we head in our separate directions, I went to the valley, a short walk from the city. There was a short wait outside the arena before the bands kicked off. The openers, a Byron Bay act, won over a few fans in the Brutality Stakes.
Is that Parkway Drive?
But it was As I Lay Dying and Shadows Fall, their first Australian show ever, who rocked the boat. I left early, catching the train with 1 minute to spare. Across the course of the night, I met some weird and wonderful people, Stork, Dale and Shane, amongst others.
That was a good gig. Hell of a lineup. After the music and menace of yesterday's roller coaster ride.
You were up and now you're down.
Yeah, it most certainly stopped. When my watch alarm went off at 10 minutes past 7, it was time to go back to work. But the real test was on my throat and my vocal cords. With the aid of some throat sweets and painkillers, all was well. In fact, I didn't use as many of the latter, indicating an improvement. I look forward to this afternoon and evening, and it was okay until Irene got back. She wants me gone by next week, by the sound of it. Fucking bitch. That's what I've written. And where the fuck am I supposed to go? Well, it's not her responsibility.
Not her problem.
Yeah, I was pissed off, so I went for a walk. She had told me that it was unfair on the boys, totally justified, and this led me to believe that they had been making complaints. She insisted they hadn't. She says it's complicated. No, it's fucking not. You want me out, so why don't you just say it instead of trying to spread your woes over other people?
Oh!
Right, okay. I'm not taking this well.
This is, again, just you not having that, like, wider, like, understanding of other people and...
Yeah. She's trying to be as nice as she can be.
She's giving you a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to know Mark as a 22-year-old.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd be having quite a funny conversation with them, though.
Yeah, I think so. You are bitter.
Oh, just a bit. Bitter. Well, it's my first ever proper breakup.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know how to deal with
this. It's never fun. And I think, like, you were relying on her for so much more than just companionship, because obviously... Yeah. You know, she was helping you with money. She was helping you with a place to stay. She was helping you with travel. Like, so you didn't just lose a girlfriend. You lost, like,
your home
and your support and your only friend in Australia. And, you know, you kind of, like, left your dad's house quite hastily.
Yeah.
Because I reckon when did you leave your dad's? You've only been in with Irene for a month.
I've come up short trying to rebook my plane ticket. Fuck rebooking. I'm going to flog my PC and whatever else it takes. And work tomorrow and any other day I can do down here. I'll ring Margaret. And stay at hers until I go. So there was another option.
Who's Margaret?
You'll soon see. And if I'm lucky, I'll see the family before I go. I'd love to be able to give Irene a piece of my mind. Why? Don't be so
She's
mean.
Done nothing but support you. She's been wonderful.
Let's see what else I say. But the fact is I need her a whole lot more than she needs me right now. Okay. Bit of rationality there. How will I transport my PC without her car? As things have turned out, today was my last shift at Antina's.
Did you get sacked?
Well, let's see. I reckon I've done pretty well at telemarketing. It's more experience.
You done it for 2 weeks?
It was three.
Still, 2 or 3 weeks. You've hardly worked there at
pretty
all.
Pretty much the average you of everywhere that I've worked.
You can't call it experience when you've been there for 2 weeks and you've not even done it right. You haven't even been trying to speak to the managers. You've just been saying to the secretary, can I have the address of the office and send them the brochure?
But it worked. In one case, I got a bonus.
Oh, God.
When I went home for lunch, Ray was doing one of his power cleanups. I felt most unwelcome. As I was making my beans, he began cleaning the kitchen floor, giving me no time at all to move my feet. That was pretty passive-aggressive. Then when I finished work and I got home, Ray was finished, gone, and everything was sparkling, but loads of my shit had been lobbed into my swag, and this little pile of paper memorabilia had disappeared. Had I been hoarding paper?
Probably.
This included my big day out stuff, amongst other things. I managed to retrieve most of them from the wheelie bin outside. What was most frustrating and still is because I haven't found it yet, is the disappearance of my mobile phone. I need it. I'd planned to ring Pam to see if there was any temporary work at Crest. Why would I want to work there again? The answer in that lies in the best news of the day. Margaret has agreed to let me stay at hers. Absolute saviour. It's not like I've got any options. I organised to arrive this Sunday, having confirmed a lift from Irene on that day.
My mobile phone has disappeared. Did Ray unknowingly shift it to a random place? Did it fall out of my pocket on the train back from the Shadowsfall gig? What a shite time to lose it to. I just put $50 on it a few weeks ago. Why would you put $50 on a phone? My stuff is almost packed now. I listened to Oasis's What's the Story in what is becoming a traditional album to just before I'm about to leave somewhere. Don't look back in anger. I may. This morning, I got a lift from Irene to near Pacific Fair at STA Travel is located there. I didn't have Irene's key and had to borrow Betsy's. Irene knew about the misplaced phone and keys, yet exclaimed, I'm actually more worried about the Irene keychain. They are hard to come by. Oh, you poor soul, like the sole of a shoe, not the soul. Pacific Fair is great, way bigger than Australia Fair in Southport. For a start, it's big, but also has better shops. I would have stayed longer if I didn't have...
If I had any money.
I rebooked my plane ticket at SDA, so you've got $40. Okay. That's good. I will now travel on the 21st of April.
Departure.
Oh, that's only a month away.
Yeah.
So you only did like 9 months. in the end.
Not, I think it was like 9 or 10 months, yeah.
There are no jobs at Crest, according to Pam. Irene rang her. What was I unable to? Yes, you don't have a phone. Today was a tiring ordeal. It marked the end of my Gold Coast stay, although I think for some, my departure was long overdue. My stuff was largely packed, but I couldn't complete the task while the lounge was still filled with snoozing hangovers waiting to happen. Eventually, they stirred and I got the rest of my things together. Irene was frustrating, though. She seemed to have several unnecessarily things to do, which delayed me leaving. Oh, I'm sorry, Irene, to inconvenience you and making me drive you, you know, all the way over here. But if you could just hurry the fuck up, do whatever you're doing.
It's not a short drive.
You're such an arsehole.
It's at least an hour.
You are such an arsehole. And you get in all... Oh, my God. The drive up wasn't good. The radio was packed full of songs of failed relationships, which Irene winned, I assume...
Wind
along to, thinking she's the superstar. She's not. You are so rude. I secretly urged her to ask me if I'd be totally honest so I could tell her how gross her singing is. You're such a dick. Do you think that about my singing?
Of course not.
You're an asshole.
You can sing though.
I know I can. I'm excellent. I'm a good 9.5 out of 10. I'm basically Beyonce. After we'd unpacked my stuff and said hello to Margaret's Siamese lynx cats, we bidded farewell. Irene said she didn't want an argument, but only because, and this is arrogance, I haven't done anything wrong. What? You still think after all of this you have done nothing wrong?
That's total denial.
I am shocked that you've written.
What? I haven't done anything wrong. What do you mean?
It's just, it's insane. Oh, but as she got all bubbly about it, hugged me, pet me on the cheek and drove off, it finally hit me, it was over. I didn't get dumped last week. I got dumped now. And for the next few hours, I felt like shit. I could hardly eat. No appetite. For a few hours. You can't say, oh my God. I could hardly eat. I was so depressed. I had nothing past my lips for 1 hour and 35 minutes. Like, what is this? It's like you like went for a 3-day starvation diet. You're hilarious.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I can't think of a single thing. This evening, I watched Lost in Translation with Margaret.
Margaret?
Margaret.
What the hell was I doing lodging at a 50-plus friend of my mother's? What had become of my Australian dream? It's 2 calendar months until I go back to the UK, and I just noticed that that should be enough time to get some kind of a job. Really? To support my trip to Malaysia? Oh, my God, I still think I'm going to Malaysia.
You do.
A job opportunity came our way today as Margaret and I sat down for lunch. The fast food place I got my kebab from are looking for people and I could go and handle that for a while. It's air conditioned, which always helps. Earlier on, I had written a new resume letter to hand out and I would have got it printed. But for some reason, the open office I had suddenly decided not to be compatible with Microsoft Word. Margaret introduced me to Mitch today. Oh my God, I forgot about Mitch. Mitch is a 73-year-old lady who is house-sitting for Margaret whilst she's gone on holiday. So that must have already been pre-booked, I'm assuming.
I was going to say, why didn't Mitch just stay in her own house? Because now you're there.
Now I'm there, but it was already organised before I was on the scene. I hope she's not too difficult. Margaret has been very nice so far. Her generosity has compensated for her over-the-top political views. Sometimes when you're having a crappy time and suddenly a few things go right for you, it all seems peachy.
Uh-oh.
That's just the sort of day I've had. Or thought it was going to suck. Mitch and I had bid Margaret farewell. I'm still spelling out Margaret.
Margaret. I don't think that's going to change.
And we organised to go to the library and shops at some point. Well, I didn't do much this morning. I hid myself in my bedroom because Mitch was talking so much waffle. The library was good. I wrote my resume and letter and borrowed 9 CDs free of charge. Should have got into a library sooner. Mm. Would have had to spend all that money on DVDs.
You definitely still would have spent all that money on DVDs.
Yeah, probably. Then we went to Aspley Hypermarket where I handed my resume in the kebab shop.
Nice.
They'll get back to me on Thursday when the manager is back. Fingers crossed. Mitch sorted dinner out, which left me carefree.
I anticipated getting my computer back today. Even before Mitch took me over to the computer headquarters, things went a bit crap. I realised I no longer have a championship manager disc.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
This is just the worst
disaster.
News.
It seems to have been left in the black hole of Southport, along with me mobile phone and knee strap. Still, I got Mitch to take me over to pick the system itself up. I've now decided Mitch is, in fact, a lunatic on the road. Particularly the one she's never been on. She simply doesn't know the rules and has a response time of a sloth after 6 pints. Somehow, I directed her to the correct destination, but in a cruel twist, computer headquarters was unexplainably closed. Pants. Now I will have to endure another episode of Pisshead Sloths. This afternoon, I decided to go and see Granny and Grandpa. I rang to make sure it was okay, but I was nervous about it all. I hadn't seen them in a while. I told them what I'd been up to though nothing of myself and Irene split. That info would certainly be passed on to Dad, and I don't want to give him that sort of I told you so pleasure. They both want me to make up with him. Grandpa insisted I would regret it if I didn't. Not likely. Granny wanted my side of the story, and it has emerged that the reason they think I left was because of the fees of Michelle's that Dad wasn't paying. Yes, that's part of the reason. I could have revealed one of a number of details to blow the schmuck out of the water, but the truth is I couldn't bring myself to do it. I realised...
That was good restraint on my part. Like
what other bits are you talking about, though?
The email.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think your granny and grandpa would have cared.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've obviously got a level of respect that I don't want to, like, be, like, you know, dishing dirt.
Yeah. The relationship I have with Mitch is a complete mismatch. Half a century separates our ages and it shows. On the road, she's an absolute fucking maniac. On the way over to pick up the computer today, for example, a police car moved in behind us. Mitch's driving suddenly became very erratic. First of all, she nearly veered off the road. Oh, what's the speed limit here? I don't want a ticket, she asked. 60. So she promptly sped up to 80. Old people shouldn't drive. Mitch would never get a license in England. When I got back, I was keen to use my machine, so I searched for Champ. No Champ. It's yet another thing I've left at Irene's. What pissed me off most today was some of my written work, which is also still at Irene's, along with my AutoCAD book and notes. Shit. I got Mitch to take me to the library again so I could use the net. Poor Mitch, she's just ferrying you around everywhere.
Yeah, she's 73. She needs something to do with her life.
That was a little short-lived. I got an email off Matt Wilson. I replied, filling him in on recent events. I went for another jog this evening, right around the substantial block Margaret's home is located. I was just beginning to enjoy my bath when I got in, and Mitch knocked on the door to let me know Mum was on the phone. Mum tells me Michelle is enjoying New York, but has a difficult time in store. She's not putting the effort into the course, and the uni sent Mum a letter.
I was around at Aspley Hypermarket again this morning. I wasn't given the job at the kebab shop. Damn it, I need a break. I didn't want to spend a great deal of money. Yeah, right. And I made a small outlay of cash to get another copy of Champ.
Oh, my God.
I have spare time and I think it's the best way to spend it playing Champ. I haven't changed since uni, really.
No, you're just going to end up like hiding away in Margaret's house for 2 months until you leave.
Probably. Last night didn't allow as much sleep as I would have liked. It didn't help that I was really late to bed. This was because I became totally engrossed in my game of Champ. That's just going to be the same thing every day. That was the sole reason I didn't do anything constructive today. I'd hoped to get...
Yeah, the only reason. There's only that one small, tiny reason why you didn't do anything constructive.
I'd hoped to get and print out some more copies of my CV, but the library was closed. Without my asking, Mitch made me lunch, dried up all the dishes, washed and dried my clothes and my bed sheets.
Oh, my God. Dinner.
How great is that? Oh, my God. Gratitude for the first time.
Because you just, that's your best life, though, Mark. That's what you want. You want to be looked after by someone.
Gratitude.
And not, it's not gratitude.
It is. I'm grateful. I appreciate it, of course, but here we go.
Are you going to take that back?
Let's see what I say. But I don't mean to be sinister. Yes, I do. When I say she doesn't really appear to have a whole lot else to do. What
a dick. Oh, God.
Her service is well worth the occasional attention she demands. Oh, Mark. Irene rang and I was able to fill her in on the details of my remaining possessions at her house. There was no awkwardness, but we didn't chat. I needed a break from Champ. And just as I was about to exit, Mitch announced she'd already watered the garden. Damn it, I like watering the garden. That's my silly little job. I walked around the garden for like 5 minutes and went back inside. I should have gone for a jog. It was a beautiful late afternoon. I had a bath instead and read some more of Bill Bryson.
Today was interesting. I went on this big job hunting walk. I wasn't choosy in any way about who I would ask for work. It was far more entertaining looking at who I could potentially be working with. Based on this kind of approach, if I had my way, I would choose to work in the local Blockbuster Video. I dispatched 6 of my resumes today, combined with the 3 the other day, making a grand total of 9. So to all you grubby employers, the race is on for my services. And I shall laugh my ass off in a couple of months when I can say, suck my balls, I'm out of here, and piss off to Malaysia.
I'm a lunatic.
You are a lunatic. You are just like so delusional, like so, so delusional.
I don't even have like the words to say. And that is it.
That's the end of the month.
That is February.
Oh, that was exhausting.
It wasn't as bad as January.
You probably could have summarised the last few weeks in like just Championship Manager every day.
Yeah.
But plus like, takeaway.
But we needed to, and having no money and spending the little money that you did have. Irene dumped you finally. Like anybody that's listening to this would have been, I even said last month that I felt really sorry for Irene.
No one can say that they didn't see that coming.
No, you didn't deserve her. She was good. She was kind. She was patient. She was generous. And you couldn't think of a single reason why she could have dumped you.
Yeah. She was nice until the end.
She was nice at the end. She drove you and all of these shits.
And I've clearly got no idea how to treat women.
You don't have any idea how to treat anyone.
No.
It's not even just women. It's everyone in public.
Mm. I don't really deserve anything, any luck to come away.
You don't. You're not a nice person.
At this stage in life, I'm not.
No. I don't think it's not that you're not a nice person. You are just... You are very, very selfish.
Entitled.
Entitled. Yeah, that's a good word for it. You're entitled and you're selfish. And I don't think selfish in like, I don't think you realize that you're being selfish. Mm. I just think that you are not mature enough to understand how selfish you're being.
And just caught in my habits. Like,
yeah.
It's exactly the same behavior as when I was at uni in that final year. Mm. And it doesn't even make for good reading either. Like,
no.
Who gives a shit if I'm playing Championship Manager every day? And why was I even writing about that anyway?
Because that's all you did with
I could have been writing something vastly more interesting.
But nothing else more interesting happened.
No.
And we've only got 2 months kind before you go back to England. That's really sad. I'm sad that you didn't get your year.
Yeah, I've got...
But it's been a bit of a disaster from start to finish, really.
Yeah, this is what I've said in the past. Like, it never came together.
No.
And,
like, and I've heard you tell the story before, but now reading through it and, like, going through every day, I mean, it's quite clear why it never... Not to say that if you'd have worked harder, it would have come together, but it's not surprising with what you did that nothing happened for you.
I should have tried to do something a lot less complicated, like, you know, just gone and done some backpacking and worked some just ready-made jobs in, you know, here and there just to earn a bit of coin as I'm traveling around.
Yeah.
And just want to try and see more of Australia.
And just meet people that are like-minded, doing the same thing as you.
I guess I was so concerned and so focused on wanting to get the experience to go back to uni.
There's always things. Hindsight is a wonderful, wonderful tool. But you did not make good choices.
No, it's not, you know, that inspiring. But if it's not going well, do something else.
Yeah, but people do that. Just get stuck in a rut though, and it's always scary, I think, to do something else.
Yeah.
And it's always scary because although what you're doing now isn't working, you know, you're alive, you've got a roof over your head, you've got food in your belly, you don't know what the next stage could be worse.
Uh-huh.
Although chances are it will be a lot better.
Well, this isn't the last place that I stay at.
Oh my God, I can't cope. Ugh.
Until next episode.
This is so stressful. Goodbye.
Good day. And that is the end of the episode. Click like, subscribe, and follow Badly Written Boy.